I open my eyes, and when I open my eyes, I see the fantastic world that's all about me. When I wake up in the morning, I open my eyes, and I say, what a glorious morning, what a wonderful morning, what a fabulous morning, what a glorious, wonderful, fabulous morning. And truly, it is a glorious, wonderful, fabulous morning, because I have greeted it so. And it greets me in return by being a glorious, fabulous, wonderful morning. I look out and I see the sun is shining already. Oh, it's shining in the mountains around me. And it's saying to me, come on, Herb, let's go to a walk. We're going to walk off to the sometimes waterfall. Yes, that's a wonderful term for it. The sometimes waterfall. When it rains, the waterfall is over the tall rocks here in the mountains. And when it's dry, it's dry. But it's always beautiful. It's always wonderful. It's always glorious because I greeted it that way. I greet my days always with a loving heart, with a joyful heart, with a happy heart, with a heart that says, yes, it's a wonderful day. Yes, it's a glorious day. Yes, it's a fabulous day. And it's that way because I made it that way. Yes, you and I. We are the creators of our world. We are the creators of every moment of our world, every moment of our life. We are the creators of it by our thought, by our greeting to it. When you walk out the door of your house, you say, good morning, world. I love you, I love you, I love you. And look around and see the flowers in your garden growing. And you walk down the street and you see your neighbors and you greet them and you say, good morning, neighbor. How are you today? You're looking great and wonderful. And wouldn't it be better to say, you are looking great and wonderful, not how are you today? Because we know how they are. They are a reflection of us. And we are a reflection of all that is good. Now, we have looked at the world, and we have sometimes said the world is not nice. And we have said the people in it are not nice, and the actions that people are taking are not nice. And now, who's creating that? You, me. We're creating that by our thinking. We're creating that by our thought. We're creating that by how we respond to our own life. If I wake up with a happy heart, my world will be happy. If I wake up with a sad heart or a tired heart or I don't want to get up or I want to just stay in bed for another hour or two or maybe the whole day, then that's just the way my day is going to be. My day is going to be limited. My day is going to be whatever I created as I go along. And that's the whole thing, as I go along. It doesn't stay static. It doesn't stay one way all the time. It's constantly in motion, constantly fluid, constantly being wherever I am. My world is a reflection of me. My world is a reflection of what's going on in my world, in my life, in my heart. So, constantly, I say, all is in divine order in my world. Now, as I walk my morning path and as I walk up into the mountains and as I walk and see all the beautiful plantings, all the beautiful trees, all the beautiful growths that are natural here on the mountaintop, I say, what a glorious day. What a glorious, wonderful, fantastic, marvelous day. It's a day that is made for me. It's a day that's made for my life. It's a day that I am sharing with me. And that's all that matters. It's just a day that I have made. So, I look at everything, and I look at it and see it good. If I see a spot on the floor, I'll take some spot remover and wipe it off the carpet. Or if I see some dust lying on the floor, occasionally that happens, I pick it up with my fingers and put it in the wastebasket. If I see my desk is askew, because I was in a hurry and didn't put things away as I normally like to do, I take a moment, one moment, and I put my desk in order. I put the things right where I'd like to have them. And sometimes I like a smaller desk because that's where I have less things on the top of the desk. If I have a bigger desk, I just seem to gather more and more items to be on there. Our life is like that. When we go through life, if we look at the world and we see all sorts of things that need to be taken care of, then we are a busy, busy, busy person. But when we go through life and just take care of one thing at a time, one thing at a moment, one thing, we're not looking to clean the whole thing all at once. We just do our little parts, part by part, bit by bit. We clean up our world. We make our world orderly, bit by bit. Because we live in the now. And we look at what we have done, and we say, ah, that is beautiful. That is very beautiful. That is nicely done. And we compliment ourselves for whatever thoughts we have, and how we can look beyond appearances sometimes, and well, most of the time, really. We look beyond appearances, and we see all in divine order. We look beyond appearances and we see all just the way we want to have it, just the way we delight in having it, just the way we are who we are. And it's a happy, happy view that we see. It's a happy, happy experience that we have. And that's really all that matters. That's really all that matters is that we live in this happy, happy experience. Now you say, that's a Pollyanna thing. Yes, it is, isn't it? And what a wonderful thing. Pollyanna is just fine. If Pollyanna can go around seeing the world wonderful and good, finding all the glorious things in it, you can too, and I can too. We can go around finding all in our world beautiful. We can find that we have the most wonderful, ideal legislators in the world working here in our country. Whether it's my friends calling from Nigeria or from London or from Switzerland or from New Zealand, wherever they're calling from. And they call from everywhere. And they tell me their world is wonderful. They have the ideal legislators operating their country on their behalf. They have ideal family members who are doing fantastic things. They're doing glorious things. And praise them, praise them, praise them. They're doing glorious things, and they're having more fun living their glorious life. Oh, yes. And then, as you do this, you see more and more things in yourself that are glorious, fantastic, and magnificent, because you create them every moment of your life. I create them every moment of my life, and that's why I go around with such a happy attitude. That's why I go around with such a happy force in my mind, because I am creating them in my world, in my life, and I am happy, happy, happy about it. I am joyous, joyous, joyous about it. I feel that all is in divine order. Yes, you can have that happy, sparkling heart yourself. You can have that sparkling, happy life yourself. You can have everything that's wonderful and good and marvelous for yourself if you wish. And if you don't wish, then that's what you have. Whatever you put your thought upon, not so much your effort, but your thought, just put your thought upon anything. Put your thought upon living an abundant life, living a healthy life, living a happy life. Living a life filled with goodness, living a life surrounded by people who look at you and say, wow, you're a neat person, you're wonderful. And as these people look at you and see you neat and wonderful, that's exactly how they're seeing themselves. Yes, we do have a world that is guided by fine, beautiful people looking for the highest and best of the world at all times. And we have the vision and the wisdom to see them doing it just that way. And as we see them doing it just that way, then that's just the way they're doing it. And that's the only way they're doing it, the only way they know how to do it, is for our highest and best. And we for ourselves, only know how to live for our highest and best at all times. And as we live for our highest and best at all times, we're happy all the time. We're living a joy-filled life and a fun-filled life and a magnificent life right now. And that's for you. And that's for me. And that's who we are. Know that every moment of my life, I love me, I love me, love me. And every moment of my life, I love you. I love you. I love you.